بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, every year in the month of Safar, so many people take a long trip to Karbala in order to commemorate the tragedy of Karbala, especially on the day of Arba'in, on the occasion called Arba'in Walk. So many people from around the world, men, women, children, you know, take part in this procession in remembrance of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, one of the things that usually took place is the crowded population over there on the roads to the city of Karbala. So many women and men are over there. These non-mahrams are over there. Stranger men and women may walk towards the city of Karbala. We can say, according to the Islamic Sharia, Islamic beliefs, doesn't it make any problem to walk alongside with the non-mahrams towards, we can say, the holy city of Karbala over there, because the population is very much, you know, and the people are many, especially at the presence of the city of Karbala during the days of Taswan, Shura, we can say, and the Arba'in. So many men and women are over there around the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Doesn't it make any problem according to Islamic Sharia?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the previous episode, we talked about the spiritual journey of, this Arba'in walk or procession from different cities to Karbala, especially from Najaf, and how virtuous it is. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're man or woman, a child or adult, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, almost all the people who have experienced this Arba'in walk, they, are more eager to be present in the following year again, which means that for almost all the people, whether they are men or women, children, doesn't make any difference, old people, for them it is a very spiritual, meaningful and sweet experience, and that is why they want to go again. Although no one can claim that it is without any hardship. No, all the people who walk, they will have some problems, some hardships, but it is a sweet one. Now, the question that you mentioned, sometimes it is raised by some people who are especially anti-Shia. And like, for example, the Wahhabis, they raise this question of, men and women being together, and this is illegal, prohibited according to the religion of Islam. So why Shia, they are allowing their women to take part in this procession, and they are committing, sins for taking part in this procession. So first of all, we need to pay attention to the root of such questions. Second of all, when it comes to men and women, the non-mahram ones being together and walking together, In and of itself, for sure, it is not haram. It doesn't make any difference if you are 12-er Shia or Maliki, Hanafi, Shafi, Hanbali. No one has ever claimed that for men and women to be present in the same place and walking together without touching, of course, it is prohibited. Yes, in some cases, it might be makruh or dislike. In some cases, it is an obligation. Remember tawaf, circumambulation around the holy house of God, the Kaaba. We know that men and women do do seal combination together, of course, without touching.
Yes.
So the question that is raised by, I mean, from all Muslims is that, is it haram for men and women to do tawaf and circumambulation around Kaaba? Is it haram? Is it forbidden? No one has ever claimed that this is haram. Of course, they should try their best not to, touch each other.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, I mean, for all those people who have experienced this Arba'in walk on the road from Najaf to Karbala or other cities to Karbala, it is just walking. There is no touching at all.
Yes.
And no one has ever claimed that it is requiring, forbidden action. Of course, when it comes to visiting the holy shrine of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, yes, on special occasions like on the day of Ashura, on the day of Arba'in, for women, in order for them to go to the shrine, to inside the shrine, it may lead to some illegal actions like touching, for example. In that case, yes, it is prohibited. And usually women refrain from that. But my point is that in and of itself, walking from Najaf to Karbala and being present in this Arba'in walk does not lead to any illegal actions like, for example, touching non-mahram.
Yes.
This is one point.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we
worship Allah and no one but Allah. The second point is that for all the people, be it the Iraqis, Iranis, people from Lebanon, Syria, India, and we can claim that from all over the world, no one has this sexual understanding of this walk. This is a spiritual walk. I think you cannot find any person in this Arba'in walk who is not practicing iffah and chastity. All the people are heading toward Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, his holy shrine. All the people are lamenting and mourning for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. They are saying, Ya Hussein.
Yes.
They are taking part in religious rituals, in mourning for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So hardly you may find any person who may try to look at non-mahram with an illegal intention. So my point is that, as you rightly mentioned in another session in the previous episode, it's not a carnival. People are not here for, enjoyment, world enjoyment. They are here for a spiritual one, for a spiritual yes. experience and happiness and joy. So for such people, they never have a kind of sexual gaze at non-mahram. And of course, people who are present, we know that there are many mawakib, many houses in which the Iraqis, they are welcoming the guests from different countries. So the issues of mahram and non-mahram are absolutely observed by all the people in these places of residence. And nothing is seen by respect for the women and for the children and old people, men and women.
Right.
So this is a wrong understanding of this Arba'in walk. Otherwise, if women had ever felt that this is a kind of negative experience, no one would have repeat such experience. But as I mentioned, almost all the people who have experienced this walk once, they try to go again. The next point is that in one paper, one statistics, a number of Iranian women who were present in Arba'in walk were interviewed. And the results were interesting about the main motives of these women taking part in this Arba'in walk. Many of them, they raise issues which are related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. They mentioned that they wanted to be more prepared for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. For some other women taking part in Arba'in walk, they refer to some moral issues. They have mentioned that in their interview that taking part in Arba'in walk would help us to do self-purification in a much better and easier way. And of course, for some of them, they raise issues like cultural relations between Iranian and Iraqi people, and also religious issues like divine mercy, divine grace, and the grace of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And of course, for some people, for them to gain and reach their needs, their hawa'ij. So you see, all the women who have been present in these interviews, their intentions are divine. And no one even thinks about taking part in this Arba'in walk for anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
And if something wrong over there happens in the population, what is the duty of the Muslims now? They have to leave out the population? For example, I don't know, the touch of the body of the men and women, non-mahrams over there, or something like that. So there must be a strategy taken over
exactly.
there.
Exactly. As I mentioned, usually people predict everything. They know that, usually when we're talking about Arba'in walk from Najaf to Karbala, you do not see so much population in one place so that we have illegal touching. No. It might happen only on special days for the holy shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam itself. So if women, they come to this conclusion that if they go to the shrine on the day of Arba'in, for example, it is probable that touching with non-mahram may happen. Of course, in that case, they shouldn't go. And this is maybe the viewpoint of almost all the Shia scholars, because it is, anything that may lead to an illegal action, you shouldn't do that. So if you go toward the holy shrine, you are sure that, illegal action, touching will happen. So in that case, you need to do that. And the majority of the women, they are attentive toward these Islamic laws.
That's all right. Okay.
The other point that I would like to share also is the fact that one of the reasons for Arba'in walk is to remember the tragedy of Karbala and what happened after the tragedy of Karbala regarding the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, the women and the children. We know that for many days they were going from Kufa to Damascus, and according to some narrations, from Damascus to Karbala. So the very presence of women in Arba'in walk is a kind of remembrance of what happened over the family of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam took his family members in his journey from Mecca to Karbala. So the presence of women can be, as I mentioned, a symbol of repeating what happened to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam family again, and a kind of showing respect toward the Ahlul Bayt of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam as well.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See you in another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي
حسيني وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن